Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
It was 6 years ago, in the early morning hours of August 29th, 2005, that a monster storm slammed into the Gulf Coast. Hurricane Katrina whipped into New Orleans.
Worst fears realized. Underwater, here in New Orleans tonight, after the giant storm came the rising waters. Over 80% of the city is flooded.
According to the National Weather Service, Hurricane Katrina was the deadliest and costliest hurricane in U.S. history. In terms of damage, it was the nation's first $100 billion storm, and it killed at least 1,800 people. But the new documentary film, The Big Uneasy, investigates why Katrina caused so much destruction and finds the cataclysm in New Orleans wasn't a natural catastrophe, but an engineering disaster waiting to happen. Comedian, actor, and voiceover artist Harry Shearer wrote and directed The Big Uneasy. Mr. Shearer, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thanks very much.
You know, when I think of you and I think of the mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap, and the comedy film A Mighty Wind, and of course The Simpsons, The Big Uneasy is a big change of pace for you. Why'd you make it?
It is indeed, and it was nothing I planned to do. I didn't sit down one day and say, I'm going to do a 180 on a comedy career. I'm a New Orleans resident, have been for a while, and after the flood, I came back when the city was still on its knees in every way imaginable. And in the weeks and months afterwards, the local media were reporting the interim findings of two independent engineering forensic investigations into what caused the flooding, because the leaders of these two investigations had come down right after it started, looked at the evidence, and said to themselves, the evidence doesn't match the official explanation of what happened here.
Yeah. In the film, you have Dr. William Freudenberg. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes.
And he's from, Santa Barbara, I guess.
He was from UC Santa Barbara. He passed away earlier this year.
Huh. But he's there, and he's pretty damning.
Yes. The leaders of these investigations both agreed that what happened in New Orleans was not a natural disaster, was the greatest man-made engineering catastrophe since Chernobyl.
When Hurricane Betsy came in 1965, when Hurricane Camille came in 1969, those were major hurricanes. They made the river flow backwards. By some measurements, both of them were bigger hurricanes or worse hurricanes, more intense hurricanes, than Katrina. But Betsy flooded 20% of the city, and after we built higher, stronger flood walls, Katrina flooded 80% of the city. Something happened in that 40 years in between.
What changed?
A lot of things changed. First of all, the United States Army Corps of Engineers changed. It went from being a Corps of Engineers to becoming a Corps of Contract Administrators. It was pretty much hollowed out in the 1980s. That changed the organization from sort of the gold standard of American civil engineering to something very different. Something else changed, which is the erosion of the wetlands that surround New Orleans, especially to the south. Cypress forests in the wetlands help buffer the incoming wind and storm surge effects of hurricanes. And so New Orleans is now much less protected than it was 40 or 50 years ago as a result of this erosion of the coastal wetlands. A football field an hour as we speak.
But it's also the levees. The film features prominently Dr. Ivor Van Heerden, right, from the LSU Hurricane Center. He's asked to put a team together and investigate why the levees gave way.
Yes, he was one of the two that did, and Bob Bee came from UC Berkeley, and he put together a team as well. And they both came to startlingly similar conclusions based on, of course, the fact that the evidence that they looked at was pretty much the same.
Now, we know sand is about the worst material that you can utilize to build a levee. Because it's permeable, the water can move through very easily. At London Avenue, as I looked at those flood walls and I looked at all the sand, I questioned myself as to whether the Corps of Engineers in designing the system had taken into account that there was sand beneath the flood wall.
Well, it wasn't just Van Heerden who knew something was rotten in the levees, but according to John Barry, who wrote a history about the levee system, and you have him in the film, the contractor who built the levees told the Army Corps of Engineers that their design was a disaster. And then it gets worse. You got these pumps, a $500 million storm system, and they're supposed to pump water, you know, out of the canals. And the Corps' own tester, Maria Garzino, I guess, she becomes a whistleblower.
Yes, her job in this is in the wake of the 2005 flood. This is moving forward now. Her job was to supervise the testing and installation of the pumps that are at the heart of the new $8 billion plus system that we've paid for to be installed in New Orleans, built and designed by the Corps of Engineers.
When I was in Florida at the manufacturer's testing facility, the pumps themselves were not holding up to that testing. They were, for lack of a better term, self-destructing.
And she says the pumps were installed anyway, and that they will not function because of design defects in the case of a hurricane storm surge. And that's what's sitting, quote, protecting, unquote, New Orleans right now.
It's incredible. How is it that something like this gets built?
I can tell you this, that since 1927, when Congress gave the Corps blanket immunity from liability in any work they do that is a flood control project, there has been no penalty for failure for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I don't care what kind of organization you're running, big or small, private or public, if you know that there's no penalty for failure, there's going to be more failure.
What has Congress done about the Army Corps in the wake of Hurricane Katrina?
We have a journalist in the film who did the sort of the authoritative history of the Corps and it's why it is the way it is, Michael Grunwald. He was at the Washington Post. He's now with Time Magazine. And he explains that the Corps is the way it is because Congress likes it that way. The Corps basically is the earmark pork machine for Congress. When your congressperson comes back to the district at election time and says, see that dam, see that spillway, see that bridge, see that levee that I got built, that's because of me. That's the business the Corps is in. The Corps is in the business of servicing 435 congressmen and 100 senators to have something to brag about at election time.
I want to play you something from your film, The Big Uneasy. First of all, his name is Colonel Robert Sinkler, and he's the commander of the Corps' Hurricane Protection Office. And it's almost like something out of as if you casted this guy.
Well, we value all the constructive criticism we get, and we'll produce a much better product serve the American people much better when we take a hard look at all the constructive criticism that we get from a wide variety of sources. And we do welcome that because we'll be a better organization as a result of it, and we'll be able to serve the nation and produce a better system here when we take all of that into consideration.
Did you try to make him look bad?
No. Nobody in the film was my puppet. I was asking questions and letting them answer them on camera.
So, you know, I'm starting to think that this was all a joke, and having a comedian tell this story kind of makes some sense in a weird sense.
Well, look, there's no reason in the world why this information should be coming from a guy from Spinal Tap and The Simpsons. And it wouldn't have been coming from me, except that the national news media really dropped the ball on this story. They did their coverage at the time. They built their narrative on the first dusting of the facts, and that narrative was humongous storm, natural disaster, city below sea level, mainly African-American victims, see you later, all of which was half-truths at best. They did not ever update that narrative. I was really driven to do this when President Obama came to New Orleans in October of 2009 and at a town hall meeting referred to the flooding as a natural disaster. And I said inside my head, sir, you know better. And if you don't, I got to do something about it.
Well, Mr. Scherer, I want to thank you so very much.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.
Harry Scherer is writer and director of The Big Uneasy. It's available on DVD, can be downloaded and seen at theaters around the country. For more information, go to our website, loe.org. Just ahead, it's all downhill for a garbage incinerator converted into a ski slope. Keep listening to Living on Earth.